Last week on the program, we talked about the increasing burden of mental health problems in the world, and just one of those illnesses on the up is depression. Even in countries where things seem to be getting better with more economic and political stability, depression is on the increase. Here's one woman's experience.
I remember being suicidal from the time I was around 11 or 12, but I didn't know why. Everyone thought I was a happy child, but inside I had a lot of aggression. I was moody, I didn't like my life, I thought I was unloved, I felt hopeless, but in Kenya, those things are taken as mood swings, so my parents just assumed I was withdrawn and moody.
This woman's depression was so serious that she felt suicidal, yet her family saw her behaviour as perfectly normal. But while some people like her are struggling to get their depression taken seriously, a recent article in the British Medical Journal has suggested that in some places depression is over-diagnosed, with everyday sadness being labelled as depression, when that's all it is, sadness. This was the topic of a conference, Demedicalising Misery, held in London a few days ago. To discuss whether too many people are being given a diagnosis of depression, I spoke to Dr. Frank Jenga, President of the African Association of Psychiatrists, on the line from the Kenyan capital Nairobi, and to Joanna Moncrief, a psychiatrist and senior lecturer at University College London. She believes some people are being treated for depression unnecessarily.
I think it's been massively overdiagnosed in the last few years, although I have to say as well that I have a problem with the whole concept of depression. So I don't just believe it's being overdiagnosed. I think the process of diagnosing depression is itself problematic. And I think that rather than trying to diagnose a disease in a medical sort of way, we should actually be trying to address individuals' problems and see people as individuals with a unique set of circumstances that have led them to seek help.
Is there a case for that, do you think, Frank? I mean, you are diagnosing people with depression. Do you think it is an actual disease, actual illness?
Yes, I mean, I've been in practice many, many, many years, and I am confident that there are a large number of human beings the world over who suffer from a very distinct clinical entity that is recognizable in all cultures as a depressive illness. And let me tell you this, and this is the most boring thing about my practice. All depression looks identical. And you might say you're depressed in Chinese, you might say it in Japanese, in English, in Kiswahili. At the end of the day, a trained psychiatrist or doctor will be able to diagnose that as a clinical depression.
So, Joanna, would you say that it does depend on the psychiatrist, or should we not be diagnosing anybody with depression?
I just wanted to come back on Frank's assertion that there is this very clear-cut universal syndrome of depression. And look at this historically, that what we call depression now was not even spoken about, not recognised, not thought about prior to the 1950s. It's actually been invented alongside the antidepressants. And what has happened recently, in fact, in Western countries, is the market for antidepressants is now saturated, and now people who would have been diagnosed as depressed 10 years ago are having a diagnosis of bipolar disorder. That's the latest fashionable diagnosis. So, you know, diagnoses are constructed and they're a response to social circumstances. And I don't think it's the case that there is simply this clear-cut, easily recognizable entity called depression out there.
Completely false. 50 years ago, we didn't have mobile phones. We didn't have computers. We didn't regularly go into outer space. There are so many things that have developed and changed technologically in the world in the last 50 years, for which we have had to define and redefine boundaries and give them new names. I think the fact that things have changed or didn't exist 50 years ago is not an argument for the fact that they did not exist then. We just didn't have a good or proper definition of those conditions. That is my argument.
I mean, it definitely does seem to be something that, you know, a lot of people, some people are pleased to get that diagnosis and they are, you know, relieved to find that there is something wrong with them, if you like, that this is what's happening. So it seems to make sense for people, doesn't it?
I think there are some people who find the idea that they have a chemical imbalance in their brain helpful. However, I have concerns about that because I don't think we've really got any evidence that there is a chemical imbalance in people's brains. And I think that if people view their problems in that way, they may not take the steps that they need to take to address the circumstances that have led to them feeling depressed.
Is there a danger, Frank, that we might ignore the circumstances and just medicate people for depression when, in fact, there could be things that change in their life instead that might make that difference?
You see, this is the dilemma in the minds of some of us, which is that if One tries to argue that all sad people have clinical depression. Then that to me is clearly nonsense. But to argue that there are no people with a clearly defined syndrome recognizable by trained individuals as depression is equally fallacious in my view. I can say I have seen many people with a clear-cut, well-defined depressive illness that has responded to appropriate interventions. But I also admit that there are many sad people who have been wrongly diagnosed as suffering from depression.
So finally, Joanna, you know, we've heard that it may make a massive difference to people to be able to be treated and that maybe treatments should be being increased. I mean, should they be being made more available across the world to give people these opportunities?
Well, I don't think we've really got any good evidence that using drug treatment actually helps people with any sort of depression. And I think it's been overdiagnosed in Western countries, and the market for antidepressants is probably now saturated in the West, and therefore the drug companies are looking to promote and increase the diagnosis of depression in other areas of the world.
Let me say this. Recent evidence in The Lancet, actually, by a chap called Vikram Patel, has demonstrated without absolutely any doubt in the world that if you do not treat depression, say, in mothers of small babies, the growth of those children is retarded. In fact, the argument now is that there is an absolute great imperative to systematically, properly and adequately treat depression, particularly in the poor countries. And the place that played in depression in the causation of poverty in the developing world is now without question, without doubt. And therefore, the treatment of depression in the developing world is in fact itself a strategy for poverty reduction.